Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gents. This is the inimitable, the Knight Rider. Welcome to another exciting and riveting episode of Rough Riders Radio. You can reach me at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rough Riders. That ends with a Z, Rough Riders. Anyway, tonight's topic is the GOP, or another way to put it, OGP, old and grumpy people. Well, let's get right to it. Tonight's broadcast is unscripted. I'm not reading from a prepared script. This is just off-the-cuff remarks. I think the GOP is OGP, old grumpy people. It's completely transformed itself over the last 5 to 10 years with the great assistance from the TP party into a party of moderate or semi-moderate or even moderate conservative party to nothing but angry white men or old grump. I don't think they have a prayer this coming November, in spite of the millions and hundreds of millions from the David Cope and Charles Cope, billionaire, seed money, PAC money, and Carl Rove, American Crossroads, and all the super PACs. Believe it or not, the Democrats around the country, while having to really raise their game up to new heights, they're actually outdistancing the GOP and the super PACs and all those anonymous money-making, you know, secret 501c4s, nonprofit organizations. They're actually outraising them in many a race around the country, whether it's on the congressional races specifically. And that's the make or break for the Democratic Party. They need to retain the Senate. They have a 55 to 45 lead there. And they have to pick up at least 20 seats in the House or close to it and make it within an almost evenly divided lower House. But as far as the Republican Party in general, for the long term, and especially the short term, they're DOA. They're dead on arrival. They appeal to no one. No one under the age of 30, certainly. They've pretty much burned their bridges. They've insulted virtually every voting bloc or voting constituency in the country, women, blacks, Asians, Latinos, young people, single moms. I don't know. There's not a whole lot of constituencies left that might adhere to the GOP or the OGP, old grumpy people party, other than, you know, angry white guys, predominantly in this, you know, south of the Mason-Dixon line. So all I can say is I think the 2014, I think the Democrats are going to retain the Senate. I think they're going to, they might pull it out and actually reclaim control of the House and reinstall Madam Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. And with that being said, I think the 2016 election, there's absolutely no GOP, viable GOP candidates on the horizon. You can kiss Jeb Bush goodbye, and certainly you can say bye-bye to Chris Christie. Now New York City is jumping in with a subpoena, a probe of Bridgegate scandal of last fall, you know, the closing of the lanes on the George Washington Bridge, I believe it was in August. So not only U.S. attorney in New Jersey has a grand jury that will convene. That'll take a year and a half. And the New York City is also jumping in and going to initiate a criminal investigation. So, you know, it looks like the Republicans, you know, other than Rand Paul, who is not going to get anywhere, it looks like if Hillary wants it, Hillary's going to be the next president of the United States in 2016. Any word or any comments to the contrary, you can always email me at pbnewcombe@gmail.com, pbnewcombe@gmail.com. That wraps it up for tonight's broadcast. Hope you enjoyed it. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and now we're signing off.